With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden and House Speaker Johnson are playing hardball over aid to Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even though the president supports emergency funding for Israel, he would veto the standalone aid package proposed by House Republicans. In a statement, the White House called the bill a cynical political maneuver designed to weaken bipartisan Senate talks on funding for Israel, Ukraine, and the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson shot back, calling the president's veto threat an act of portrayal and accusing Mr. Biden of abandoning our ally in its time of greatest need. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An atmospheric river storm in Southern California has led to flash flooding, down trees, and mudslides throughout the region. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass tells ABC 7 Los Angeles she has issued a local emergency declaration amid heavy record levels of rain.
This morning, I have signed a declaration of a local emergency, which will help our response and ensure that the city has the required resources to respond to this storm now, but also in the recovery period.
By Monday, the normally tiny Los Angeles River, fed by the slow-moving atmospheric river dumping historic amounts of rain, was raging and even threatened to overspill its flood control barriers in some sections. A National Labor Relations Board regional official has decided that Dartmouth basketball players are employees of the school, clearing the way for an election that would create the first ever labor union for NCAA athletes. All 15 members of the Dartmouth men's basketball team signed a petition in September asking to join a union, which already includes other employees at the Ivy League school in Hanover, New Hampshire. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 274 points. This is SRN News. Who are the Christians?
Older folks, mostly. A new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute looks at the religious affiliation of America's various generations, and it finds that about 80% of senior citizens identify as Christian. The percentages drop the younger you go. 76% of baby boomers say they are Christians, along with 68% of Generation X, 54% of Millennials, and 54% of Gen Z. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Over the warnings of pro-family advocates, Virginia lawmakers are looking to expand gambling in the state. Dual legislative proposals backed by different gambling companies would open the door for an expansion of betting machines in businesses such as gas stations, restaurants, and convenience stores. Critics of gambling machines have raised many concerns, from reports of crime linked to the devices to worries that children will become desensitized to gambling. This is SRN News. 23 million American families may soon have to pay more to access the World Wide Web.
Their monthly internet bill will go up if a federal subsidy program runs out of money and the ball is in Congress's court. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has proposed $7 billion to extend the program through the end of the year. The way things stand now, the subsidy is set to expire this spring. President Biden recently highlighted his goal of Internet for all when he visited North Carolina, where 900,000 families receive the benefit. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Pennsylvania State Courts Agency says some of its online systems are disabled after its website was hit by a weekend cyber attack, but that the attack didn't appear to compromise any data. The attack is being investigated by the federal government, and that some disabled services have been restored. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.